Fulcha, and welcome to this episode where we're going to talk about the single grain double barrel from Two Stacks. The single grain double barrel is a celebration of grain whiskey. And most people don't know this, but the majority of whiskey made in Ireland is grain whiskey. And that grain whiskey is used in blended Irish whiskey. I want to try and explain that briefly, as it honestly, it can be a little awkward to wrap your head around this one. So, grain whiskey is a legally defined category or style of Irish whiskey, and it can be made from any of the grains that we make whiskey from. Interestingly enough, the majority of grain whiskey in Ireland is actually made from corn or maize. And we've made whiskey from corn or maize for hundreds of years. No, we don't actually grow corn or maize in Ireland, so we import it to make whiskey. And the majority of this corn or maize now comes to us from France. In the spirit of transparency, we talk here on the bottle about how this is a column distilled whiskey, as legally grain whiskey in Ireland has to be distilled this way. A column still, or coffee still, or patent still, or a continuous still, known by all of those names, is an Irish invention, invented in 1830 by a taxman turned distiller, Aeneas Coffey. So in Ireland, we have known that corn and the column still work really well together, and we have been using that process to make whiskey for an awful long time. The history books tell us that the aforementioned Dundalk distillery installed a coffee still in the mid-1800s, and that there was a fire in a corn kiln in 1862. So, let's break it down. Single on a whiskey label in Ireland means that the whiskey is made at one single distillery. Again, with transparency to the four at Two Stacks, we tell you that this whiskey is distilled and matured at the Great Northern Distillery, which is coincidentally enough in Dundalk. We also let you know the breakdown of the casks that we use to craft this whiskey, with 50% of this aged in ex-bourbon casks and 50% of this aged in ex-Oloroso sherry casks. And there's some great history wrapped up in those cask types. Historically, up until the 1950s or so, the vast majority of Irish whiskey was aged in ex-fortified wine barrels. So think sherry from the south of Spain, port from northern Portugal, think Madeira from the Madeira Islands, and think Marsala from Sicily. Those being the fortified wine regions that most people would know. Now, in the 1950s, our friends at Powers discovered that the wonderful Americans had written their bourbon production laws so that virgin charred oak barrels that are used in bourbon production could only be used once. So they weren't allowed to be used for a second aging of bourbon whiskey. So we started using those for Irish whiskey maturation from the 1950s onwards. The vast majority of Irish whiskey is now aged in ex-bourbon barrels, and our friends in Scotland, Japan and in Mexico love the fact that we get these beautifully, softly seasoned ex-bourbon barrels that we use to mature our Irish whiskey in. So, back to single grain. We are celebrating grain whiskey with this bottling. In Ireland, grain whiskey is the workhorse whiskey. It is more often than not the base whiskey in the majority of the blended Irish whiskey that you see out there. And we don't really talk about it as a style or category, and rarely do we celebrate it. We love to give the impression that all Irish whiskey is made from barley, from those beautiful fields that you see in pictures and on television, with a gentle breeze that blows through it, surrounded by those towering, magnificent oak trees. But the reality is that the majority of Irish grain whiskey is made from corn, and it is the workhorse whiskey in Ireland. So, mash bill wise in this, we have a mash of 95% corn and 5% malted barley. And as we've already touched on, we divided it in two into both ex-bourbon and ex-Oloroso sherry casks. It weighs in at 43% ABV or 86 proof, so just off the floor. And in terms of aromas and flavours, everyone will obviously have their own take on this. To my palate, there is a lovely fresh floral character, a light creamy nuttiness, and hints of caramel and vanilla that come from the ex-bourbon casks. But the ex-Oloroso sherry cask brings a punch to the palate. Think a boxer's uppercut to follow on the jab of the ex-bourbon, of dried fruits, raisins, currants, figs, and dates. And I know that a lot of our bartender friends out there love working with this from a flavour perspective. The single grain double barrel is available in 100ml, drams in cans, and in a 700ml bottle. Sláinte.